This is Earth and Sky. By the end of this century, Earth's oceans could rise by half a meter, well over a foot, and extreme weather events could increase dramatically.
That's according to a 2001 report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, hundreds of climate experts around the world. The report assumed release of more and more greenhouse gases by burning fossil fuels.
Economists say one solution would be to trade emissions. Emissions trading lets one country cut its greenhouse gas emissions and sell those cuts to another country. This works because some countries can make the cuts more cheaply than others. Neil Strachan is staff economist for the Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
Because greenhouse gases have a long lifetime in the atmosphere and they mix very well, it doesn't matter where you cut emissions from. It doesn't matter if it's Montreal or Moscow or Mombasa. I mean, it makes absolutely no difference.
In the 1990s, a trading scheme was used to tackle the problem of acid rain in the U.S. Power plants, which produce most of the sulfur dioxide in acid rain, traded cuts in the gas with each other. That program reduced acid rain by half.
By the way, we have a transcript of our interview with Dr. Strachan and more about how emissions trading works at today's show at earthsky.org. Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.